BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying. You didn't know where you were going. You changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not. She does. She's screwed. Because I don't plan on planning anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday!
Woo! Oh, I'm so happy about Friday.
Man, the weekend is here. Yeah. You're really happy. Today's a big day.
Really? Why?
Well, you got golf with the old boyfriend.
Well, that's not like a big day.
Well, it's a fun day.
I know for you, like any event, it's like, oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. Going to play golf is a great day.
Well, it's not like a big day. Like, I thought you meant like, what? I mean, like.
Like momentous day.
Yeah, yeah.
In my world, you're right. That's it. Oh, by the way, this is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. The Odyssey app is free. You can take us anywhere. You get the podcast there. Friday. We are ready to roll, man. The weather is about to change.
I thought it was going to be a little wacky yesterday. It got kind of cloudy and stuff, but nothing happened.
Nah. Breezy, though.
Telluride got pummeled.
Yeah, we need the rain, and it's coming. It looks like we're going to get rain. I don't think we're going to get as much as they're saying, though. Yeah. I think this baby might peter out on us or something.
You said peter already.
Yeah, it might peter
in the 6 a.m. hour.
Well, it's one of those days, man.
It's one
just
of those
no
days.
No holds barred.
Oh, my
or
God.
No barred holes. I don't know what it is.
It was so funny. I was driving in, and we were playing Maroon 5, and I was like, wow, that song is so old, because all he's singing is about a payphone.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't have those anymore.
You got to go to a third world country.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, well, I'm in a payphone.
That song's a hit in Indonesia.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, Fidel, what happened? I mean, our team wins 33-10. We score 33 points. And this is all the audio I have this morning.
Is it to Williams? And he burrows his way in for the touchdown.
The announcers were bored, dude. All their calls sounded like that. They didn't care to watch the game, it sounded like.
Well, to do 33 points, do you realize I have to play this like 20 times?
So he's talking about the Broncos. They won. Yay, it was a blowout.
Yeah, 33-10. We whooped them. They had no team, though.
I know.
Literally, everyone is injured.
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback's out. Like, all the players are out. Yeah.
All right, we have Coldplay tickets. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, getting rolling here on a Friday. You stand by. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, right here on Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Woo! Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday morning. It's going to be a pretty good weekend. The weather is going to change a little bit. We're going to get cooler. We're going to get rain. The mountains are going to get pounded with snow, though.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I just got a notification from my cabin. 80% chance of rain.
You need it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's so dry out there.
Oh, my God.
I was just telling you guys that my cable got cut yesterday.
Do you mean your internet?
Yeah. The internet. Yeah. All that stuff went down. The TV went down. Internet goes down. Everything goes down. So I'm sitting there, and this happens about, I don't know, 11 o'clock. 11:30, something like that, and it goes completely out. And so I get on my Xfinity app, and it's very easy to do. And before you know it, you got an agent, and they're running tests through the TV and everything like that, and nothing happens.
Turn it off, turn it back on.
Right. Same thing. Are your cables connected?
Yeah.
Well, why? What did they mean?
Exactly.
It's worked for 6 years. All right. So anyway, we go through the whole routine, right? So eventually, I have to schedule a technician to come to the house.
Oh, God.
Between 1 and 3. Now, by now, it's only like 12:30.
Okay.
So I decided to take a nap. Well, I didn't wake up till 3.
Oh, God.
No.
Did they knock and then left?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
So I get up, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've just missed the technician. I got to start all over again. There's a football game tonight.
Right.
I'm panicking at this point because now it's after 3 o'clock. And then I call him back and get on the phone, and technician hasn't shown up. It turns out that I'd scheduled the technician between 1 and 3 today.
Oh.
Not yesterday.
Okay? Do you ever worry that you have lead poisoning?
Let me talk to my buddy, Spadell.
Okay.
He'll understand all this. Spadell.
Yeah.
Do you think I have lead poisoning?
Some days.
Yeah, just a hint.
Yeah, just a little bit. They did just have to fix all the pipes in Colorado a few years ago. Denver, a few years ago.
What am I saying?
And you drink tap water.
What am I saying that leads you to believe I have lead poisoning?
Oh, nothing. Just keep going with your story.
So the guy that's working on the basement, the carpenter, he comes upstairs, the construction guy, he comes upstairs, and I say to him, I say, man, the TV and the cable's out, and he stops in his tracks.
Oh, no.
He's headed to the bathroom, right? He stops in his tracks, and he goes, uh-oh. I must have hit something. Oh. And I said, what? Didn't even dawn on me, Jamie.
Yeah.
Didn't even dawn on me that that could be the problem. So we go downstairs. He finds the line, traces it, and sure enough, he's nailed it. He's nailed to put a nail right straight through the cable.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, God. Oh. So now I'm thinking that we have to, you know, replace the cable.
Yeah. Okay. That he can't just splice it.
He takes the nail out, takes part of that construction down and all that, you know, and it works.
Whoa, Eureka!
As soon as he took the nail out, it worked. It's got a hole in it, but it works again. So I call Xfinity and go, it's fixed. I got it. I got it. That was my day yesterday.
Wow. That's crazy.
I can't believe it still works.
I know, me either. Yeah.
Internet came back. TV came back. Now, will it go back out? Probably.
Now, does this concern you for him as a contractor?
No.
No. Okay.
No, because the wire was really hidden.
Okay.
Yeah, inside, because he was nailing it to a board. The wire was on the top side of it, and he couldn't see it.
Gotcha.
And he went right through that son
because
of a...
you have not had good luck with contractors.
Not
remember
at
the
all.
Guy that, like, did nails and they came through the closet door?
Yeah.
He nailed. He was you know, building out a room, and then BJ opens the closet door, and all the nails have come through.
It was a bathroom. He had remodeled the bathroom and it looked good, and then I go down to the closet to get a jacket, and when I open up the jacket, there's like 20 nails sticking through my wall, and they're out like 5 inches, and I'm like, what are you, the hell,
right?
Yeah. Then I had the busted concrete guy.
That guy got him for the
driveway.
Yeah.
He pours concrete. I guess it was a mixture problem, rain. I don't know what it was. But that thing cracked within 2 weeks.
Crumbled.
Yeah. Within 2 weeks. I can never get a break.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, but this one's little, so that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, this one, well, it could have been big.
Yeah.
When my TV goes out, that's big.
Especially when football's on.
When football's on. Yeah.
When I was 2 hours from kickoff for the Broncos game last night, and I had no TV. I was panicked.
I did find out one thing about you last night is you don't like to talk about Botox during a football game.
Did you find that funny? I never heard back from you. I thought, I wonder if I pissed her off.
No, I hit ha ha.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
she liked it.
Yeah.
So
did.
Jamie is going to get Botox. When are you going?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
So I just wanted to say the group, don't nobody make meetings on Wednesday because I cannot cancel a fourth time.
Seriously? Oh, it's the same. One?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
She took me back.
That's not why I replied. I replied because you said, BJ, you should go. I'm reading it straight from here. Just don't schedule anything for Wednesday. I'm finally getting Botox. BJ, you should go with me.
And get a touch
God
up.
God knows you could use a little touch up.
I didn't say God knows. I said
four. That's the way I read it. I said you put fire, 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 fire.
I said you should go with me for a little touch up because you haven't had Botox in 10 years.
Now, I don't know what fire, 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 fire means, but it's not good.
Yeah, that means you'll be smoking.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, I took it bad.
I was like, just come with me.
But I'm watching the Bronco game when this text comes through, because you guys had sent a couple of texts about the social media stuff and all this, and it was nothing that I needed to get involved in because I'm watching a football game, right? And then she sends me, I need a Botox touch-up. And she sends it as if, BJ, you need to reply. And I'm like, I'm not talking Botox during a football game. That is sacrilegious for a dude.
That's what he sent. He sent to the whole group. I am not talking about Botox during a football game.
Maybe I have lead poisoning. I don't know. Maybe.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. All right. It is Friday. We mentioned that. We are very excited that it is a Friday. Friday. This is so embarrassing for Patrick Mahomes. Oh my God, I feel so bad for him. Patrick Mahomes, as you know, is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Way back in February 3rd, his father, if you remember, was pulled over and for drinking and driving. And it was kind of like right before the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Right? And we didn't know what was going to happen. It made headlines. So that, first of all, was completely humiliating for Patrick Mahomes. In fact, I remember they interviewed him about it, and he said it's a family matter. It's a private matter. I don't want to speak about it. You know, just embarrassed, right? Well, unfortunately, TMZ has gotten a hold of the actual body cam from the police officers, and they've released it, I think, early this morning. And it's Patrick Mahomes Sr., who got pulled over. He was drinking and driving, trying to use his son to get out of the DUI. Here it is.
I'll let you do what you got to do, but, you know, dude, this is crazy. My son's getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, and I'm doing interviews 5 or 6 a day, and then now this is going to be on the news, which is going to him, and it's probably him up. He probably won't win the Super Bowl, but that's fine. If that's what y'all want to do, that's good. What you mean you're not telling anybody? It's going to be on the news as soon as I get in there.
He's not wrong.
Mr. Dill, didn't you say it's like 15 minutes long and he's just cussing
the whole time, man? He uses more F-words than a sailor.
Oh,
but you could tell that he's been through this before.
Yeah.
Just by the way, he's like, oh, whatever you guys have got to do, but here's what's going to happen. My kid's going to be embarrassed by this.
Again. Because wasn't that his third one?
I think so.
Or fourth
he's
one?
He's had a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, poor Patrick Mahomes. Like, I thought this went away. Nobody was talking about it. Now it's been dug up again. Kind of a bummer.
By the way, that guy, he got sentenced, 2 weeks ago or so? I think it was.
Yeah, I think he
got community service. I think he got 30 days in jail or something.
I thought, well, is it here or is it California that's 3 strikes, you're out?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
I think they do 3 strikes in Colorado, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, and that was supposedly, like, I think his fourth one, because I remember thinking, like, uh-oh, 3 strikes, you're out, but I guess...
In Texas, right?
Yeah. Tyler, Texas.
Yeah. So maybe they don't have that rule. All right. Let's see here. Another lawsuit about P. Diddy Combs. It's like exhausting at this point, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, but this is, I guess he was putting in that baby oil GHB, which is some kind of, I don't know.
It's date rape, basically.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sorry, right. I didn't mean to use that word. Yeah. It's a really bad
Friday. Drug.
It's a little early.
It's Friday, man.
It's a really, really bad roofie drug.
Yeah, so he put it in that baby oil.
Yeah.
And it said it would paralyze people.
That alone, because they confiscated, they said, 1,000 bottles.
Yeah.
If that's the case, that alone will put you away for life.
Oh, yeah.
Not even the accident you did.
Well, and why are they trying to find the doctor that prescribed this stuff?
Yeah, how did they get it? He probably got it off
the
internet.
Yeah, you don't, doctors won't
prescribe it. Well, they won't prescribe it.
The Rofinol or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you get it as a prescription.
Oh, but he, remember that drug dealer was on his airplane.
Yeah.
And he got arrested.
Right.
So that's the guy that did it.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, every day it seems like I have to read another story about that. Leah Remini and her husband, Angelo, have finalized their divorce. I'm really sad about this. I really like them together.
Oh, well, Jamie.
You know what they actually said, which I thought was kind of sad?
What?
They've been married for 2 decades. They said, you know, as it goes to marriage, it was a success. But I was like, that's sad. You know, because it lasted quite a while.
I'm not sure I understand it.
They're saying...
As far as marriage goes, 20 years is plenty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they called
it... I get it.
20 years.
Yeah. I think you narrowed that down to like 7.
So after 7, it should all
trim
marriages it up should just be done.
Yeah, if you successfully, or at least till you get a kid raised. Once you get that kid raised,
right?
Splitsville.
Then you can call
it
friends.
Go, man, go. Spread your wings.
Yeah, I was like, that's such a sad thing to write. Like, you know, when it comes to marriage, 20 years, what a success story. And I'm like, oh my God, my parents were married for 42. They would have been married much longer. My mom passed away from breast cancer, but I'm like, that's... It's supposed to be forever. I know those vowels.
My grandparents were married for 60 years, and they were miserable. I mean miserable.
Oh, my God.
They didn't sleep in the same room. I don't remember the last time they even touched each other.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is sad. I didn't think that they lived like that.
I know. That is sad.
I'm just saying. They were married for 60 years, and the last 50 had to be torture.
My parents were super happy, even with Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom was happy. I don't know how.
You had to be a good woman.
Love right there.
I know, right? anyway, so yeah, they finalized their divorce. Harry Styles has paid tribute to former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne following his death at age 31. I'm truly devastated by Liam's passing. His greatest joy was making other people happy. It was an honor to be alongside him as he did it. Liam lived with wide open, with his heart on his sleeve. He had energy for life and was infectious. He was warm, supportive, and incredibly loving. The years we spent together will forever remain among the most cherished years of my life. You know what I was thinking that is like the saddest story of all of this? I mean, obviously his family is sad. It's sad. But his girlfriend, so the reason why we thought that those videos were only an hour before his death is because they had scheduled them. So you know how you can schedule things to be posted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they had scheduled those. She had actually left like 3 days beforehand. But they had scheduled those posts. So that's why we were like, what the heck? But here's what's sad. Here's this poor girl. She leaves. Then she finds out there was two hookers there.
I know.
Right before he died.
I was thinking about that too. Oh, that she's reading that.
Like, what kind of emotion is she feeling? First of all, obviously devastated. But then you find out two hookers were there before you fell off the balcony. Now you're just mad at him too.
No kidding.
But you don't get to blame him. Like, you had hookers. You know, you have no outlet for that.
You feel bad for being mad
at
that.
Yeah.
He was a mess.
He was a mess.
She left town and he went off the deep end.
Seriously, it sounds like he just
Because in that video, when I first saw that video, and they were saying that it was an hour beforehand, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way, because he's so calm, he's so normal, and you can't go from that to that, what he did in 1 hour with her there, too. So something looked off from the beginning.
Yeah, I guess it was two hookers, and I guess his manager had to pay him or something because he didn't pay him. The whole thing is messy.
Now they're saying that he jumped.
No, they did say that, but now the new autopsy said that there was no like recoil with his hands or whatever
to
brace
himself.
Yeah, he didn't brace himself,
he was wasted.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying because TMZ said the same thing that he jumped, but now this autopsy they're saying he was unconscious and just fell.
Yeah,
like almost passed out.
Well, I guess everybody has their own because the Argentina police put out theirs and they said he jumped.
By the way, this autopsy, then they changed it after the autopsy came out.
Who, Argentina did?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, how can Argentina get an autopsy done so quickly?
I don't know.
Seriously, that's what I was thinking. I was like, we have to wait for months.
Months!
Before we know anything.
They did it like just...
Autopsies are pretty quick.
I feel like
you're thinking about toxicology reports.
I feel like we
toxicology reports takes weeks.
No, but I also feel like autopsies, I feel like because they have to do the forensics, and it takes forever.
I had an autopsy done with someone. Our family, and it was within a day that we had it done.
Wow, really?
It did seem fast.
I was honestly surprised about reading that.
Yeah, so they said it showed no, like, oh my God, the ground's coming.
Yeah,
you know, it was like,
Just a sad story.
It is
31 years old.
Now, did he ever have any singles or anything?
He did.
He did.
Yeah.
I know he did one with that, whatever her name is. She was on stage. She tried to sing it, but she fell apart. But I didn't know if he had any, like, just by himself.
He does.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea. Oh, I had it pulled up called Stack It Up.
Stack It Up?
Yep. It's called Stack It Up.
I don't know if I've heard Stack It Up.
Yeah, I don't know any either.
Maybe I have. Who knows? Let's see. Is there anything else? Oh, God. This is awful. Drake and J-Lo might be hooking up.
Oh, I saw that.
He only likes young girls. She's too old for him.
And he hit her up as soon as like he found out about the divorce.
Yeah. He's yucky.
Atta boy.
No, Drake is yucky. Drake
is.
Flies through women.
She's yucky too, though.
No, but Drake's like a weird sleazy.
Yeah, but come on, man. She's yucky too.
No, but
she was with P. Diddy.
Yeah, but Drake likes young girls.
I get that. I get that. But I'm just saying as far as weird
notorious.
Weird and little freaky. That, she's the same thing.
Not like Drake. Drake takes the cake. I mean, I would say that J-Lo's much more calm and collected. Drake is like...
He's a sleazeball.
He's been busted like talking to 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, he was messaging Millie Bobby Brown. That's the girl from Stranger Things when she was like 17.
Yeah. Ooh, creepy guy. Yep. All right, well, good luck with that, J-Lo. There you go, tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.